session number 23200, reel 40.
Mr. Kidger, reel 14. We've got to the point where you're going ashore at Morocco.
As I say, we're going ashore on a liberty boat, and we're pulling alongside this what you call a like a jetty, you know. And what we've seen was these lasses were jumping off into the workout, into the water, and it's like, you're here now. And one of the lads passed with Matt, he says, they haven't got a stitch on. Through his word, he hadn't a stitch on. And of course, what happened was, every bit of workout was on one side of the workout, Liberty Boat, moved to the other side. And by everybody moving over, the damn thing capsized. We all fell in a bit of water. Well, you can imagine, you know, the first thing the water cutter was showing, where's me cap? Where's me hat? The more worried about the hat, it's worrying about where they could swim. Because none of them, I think a good percentage of them couldn't swim in the day. Anyhow, we got ashore. The man said, get ashore, you know. And it was soaking in the state, you know. Well, they said they wouldn't take her back because it was her own fault. Would had to stop there and dry off. You had to walk about in wet clothes. So at the end of the day, it's a case of looking after yourself. It was your own fault. You shouldn't have all got on one side of the Liberty boat. It would never have happened in the city. There. You were too big and nosy, watching the lasses, jumping in the water with no stitch on in the city. There. And this is the result of it. You're there, they'll come back. And it'll be about 4 o'clock in the afternoon when we bring it back, you know. And well, you can imagine, we're soaking this night here. And I'll be honest with you, I mean, I can't swim, but the majority of them couldn't swim this night here, you know. And we're just walking about the place, just dry enough. I mean, it was warm enough to dry up in this night here, you know. And that's how I spent, what I call it, the day in Morocco, you know, until we got back aboard a ship. And when we got back aboard a ship, the lads pulled up a piece of his boat, you know. They said, that's what you get for sticking your nose in, you know. Seeing a woman with no clothes on, you know. He said, I wasn't was loaded because I keep jumping off, you know. And it's like, yeah. But anyhow, we left what I call it, Morocco, and then we had to go into the Med. Well, when we went to the Med, we had what you call a couple of days in Malta, which I was used to. I've been to Malta a few times, you know. When I was on the collar. And then we came from Malta, we had a couple of days there. We came back and we had a couple of days at the Gibraltar. And then we had a couple of days at Portugal. So we don't like what you call a mini cruise, until, as I say, until we come back. There was not much to say on the 2 days, whichever port you went to, because you're lucky to get ashore if it was single, and you weren't there long enough to get ashore. If you're looking one place, you weren't looking at the others, you know. So anyway, as I say, we got back into what I call it, in the Portland. As soon as I got back in the Portland, I was automatically demobbed off the ship, sent straight out, and I was sent out to follow our bags, which was in Yorkshire. And I got my demo suit and everything, and I was sent to him.
Now, when was that? 1947?
Yeah, it'd be roughly about that one. I couldn't tell you exactly, you know. It was roughly about that time, you know. That one, you know. So I was late in coming out because, as I was saying, I mean, I was 57 was the mob number. And every time I look at Haynes, it's, let's say, 57, right? It's always thinking about it.
Now, what did you do when you came out? What did you?
Well, I went back. We went back because what happened, I broke my apprenticeship up because I had to go because I was called up. And what happened was, I had to work on start my apprenticeship again from where I left off to pick up, you know. And I went to what I called, because I had to do what you call a 5-year course, you know, before you come qualified, you know, as a painter and decorator. And when I came back, as I say, I finished my apprenticeship this year, everything. And then I just think, you know what I mean, it was a case of they enjoying herself, you know. That one, but it was hard. It was, I'll be honest with you, after being away in the forces and being at Navy, it was hard to come back and be on dry land and try and get used to civilian life, because we're having a big family. That didn't bother me in one way, because, you know, with being a big family, it was 10 of us in the family, and stuff, you know. But what was hard about it was, when I had a meal, like what dinner, whichever it was, I'd be walking at, I expect to have a run of show. Well, you just can't do that in civilian life, you know. Because you just can't say, I'm out tonight again, you know, away. And then go to work and come back and say, oh, I'm out tonight again. Or can I not go out tonight again? Because you're on duty, and they say, you miss all them things, you know. It took me, I would say, about nearly 2 or 3 years to settle down in civilian life, because it was a hard thing to do. Because it was a hard thing to do, because you had been living with people, different people. I'd lived with people on the Calder, I lived with people on the St. Kitts, and you meet different people.
Did your naval service have any good or bad effects on you? You know, was it mentally or physically good or bad?
What about that? About
your naval service, generally?
No, it wasn't anything more. It was an experience. You know, we're going to sea and mix with other people, and living with them, and experience the way they lived at home, and the way they lived on board a ship, and see the way they took care of themselves, and they saw exactly what you done, Mister. And it's an experience, you know what I mean? Because I don't think you would get that. It's like you're mixing with a different class of people, what you're brought up with, you know, like Geordies. In other words, you've got different parts of people from different parts of the country.
So you thought that was good?
Yes, I think it brought a lot out of us, each of us, that one, you know. So when we come out in Civic Street, you know, it meant you know, what you got to experience, you know, because, I mean, when I was going home, and as I say, I was mixing with lads from Scottish lads, we're going ashore, we're mixing with lads from Wales, their language, they couldn't understand. We were talking to each other, understand each other. Same with the Irish, same with the Cockney and stuff, you know. And when we used to go home, you know, I used to be talking Scottish, or whatever it was, and they thought I worked for the Foreign Office, you know. It was, you know, it's funny how you pick up different twangs, you know, that one, you know.
But, so, thank you very much. Right. It's really good.
What do you want to go on about sinking, so drop it?
No.